and Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids, wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together.
Okay, we're back. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Our Friendly World. Confession.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
No, for me. About me. So, I don't know. Do you ever do this? Like, kind of bitch slap yourself?
Not even once.
Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Do you ever check yourself and go, whoa, like a little slap, but like, not for real? Like,
check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Do you check yourself? So we were on a little road trip, and we were having such a nice time. It was so great. And on the way back, I was driving, and we were all tired, but it was that kind of tired where you just get quiet. Everybody's quiet. Like, you don't even want to listen to music on the radio. You're just quiet. Everybody's just being, and there's just the sound of the wind. And I was starting to think as I was driving, whoa, I need, like, wherever we go, I'm like, what can I get from here? Right, I started to think, oh no. I caught myself. I'm like, wow, even if it's going to the beach, I'm like, how many can I find some seashells here? Let me take some seashells. Like, what can I take?
So give me,
what can I get? What can I get? Right? Even experience, like, what can I get? And I realized that all of a sudden, and I realized I should be going places and offering. You know, even just, you think, well, you're just going out in nature for a walk. Yeah, but offering something to nature, not just taking, not just, you know, occupying space, but what are we offering? Period. What are we offering each other, and what are we offering in the world by just being present? What are we offering? And being mindful of that. Anyway, so that was my own personal bitch slap moment. And it made me think about power. Like, that's so powerful when we can offer something. So anyway, what happened was a huge chain of events in thought form. What do you call that? Like, train of thought. It was a huge train of thought when I was thinking about that, like, what am I offering? And it led to A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It, like, went down the line. I'm like, and I thought about what is truly powerful, how we are truly powerful. How are we powerful? And then I was thinking that, because in the midst of all this, I was thinking that I feel like we've been stripped of our power. Like, it definitely feels that way. You know, like, these days it just feels like, I don't know, there's a lot of talk about fascism and all of this. And I just feel like, wow, like, I just started to feel weak.
Right.
And I started to think, well, how can I regain my power? And now I'm totally blanking out. But I told you about it, Matt.
You did.
Can you remind me what I told you?
Well, I'll say from personal experience, God, and I hate that I found this out, but one of my coworkers who started after I did commented on the fact that he's had four bosses since he started. I get a new boss every year. Let's talk about not feeling powerful. Let's talk about building that rapport and then watching it evaporate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And having to start basically all over again with somebody who doesn't even know you. Wow. So how do you deal with that? What do you do with that? And so it's like every single year I'm like, okay, I got to train a new boss. to understand certain things about me. Number one is I'm going to meet with you one-on-one. I don't care if you're too busy. You're going to meet with me one-on-one at least every other week. I don't care. It's not my problem. It's your problem. Deal with me. Why? Where the heck does that come from? One of my coworkers is like, well, if he wants to meet with me, he'll meet with me. And it's like, no.
Because you're coming from it from a powerful stance, from a powerful place. Because, like, for example, I've been reading this book on, you know, there's a person called Your Rich BFF, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about how you should ask for raises. And you don't ask when your review is there. You should just go in and ask. And I was thinking about that. Most people don't want to do that because they're afraid that they'll get fired for even asking a question.
Right. Or they'll get embarrassed. Like, and why would I give you a raise?
And I think most people don't even want to be seen because I feel like, oh, once they see people, I feel like, I'll say it this way. I feel like when people think that when they're seen, they will be seen as a target to get fired.
Right.
Like, so let me just do my work, put my head down, and they won't notice me and everything will be okay.
Right.
And that comes from a powerless what? What would you say it was?
We move from love or we move from fear. That's moving from fear.
That's moving from fear. Exactly. So that's my interpretation of
right.
that. Right. And you're like, no, we're meeting. And you ask them for a review. Like, no, we're going to talk about what I've done. Right?
Right. And I don't even mince words. It's like right now, he doesn't want to meet with me. And I get that.
He's busy.
He doesn't understand. Exactly. We're all so busy. So I always come up with an enticing list of things that we're going to talk about because I take it serious. I take my profession seriously. I take my power seriously. And I manage it. And people can say, oh, you're not supposed to manage your boss. It's like, okay, then have fun with that.
It's a relationship. It shouldn't be a one-way thing
right.
for it to be powerful.
Right.
So that works for business as well. It should be a two-way relationship. Otherwise, your boss has all the power.
Right. Exactly.
And you're not seen. You're giving your power away by becoming invisible.
Right. And when you say, oh, anything you need, boss, at the same time, you're giving away your power. You should be the one. I'm the one who goes to my boss and I'm like, look, these are the things I've seen. These are the problems. This is why. I make it nice and simple for him to say, go, do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those occasions, like with my previous boss, who was like, oh, my goodness, the team is gelling together so well. I'm like, no, we're not. These are the things I am doing to make sure that the team gels. I am doing. Not you, not them, me.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds boastful, it sounds arrogant, it sounds like a million things, but I've already spent the time, I've put down the groundwork for him to listen to me.
Right.
Because I don't think of it. There's a line from a science fiction show, and person A says, good luck. And person B says, you don't say good luck. You never say good luck. You say good hunting. And there's a mind shift right there. There is a mind shift. And that's how I deal with people who don't necessarily want to see my power. I go hunting.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm snarling. I'm showing scary. Some teeth over here.
Scary.
I'm baring my teeth, woman.
So, all right. So that's business.
That's business.
All right. Let's bring it back to friendship. How do we do that? How do we, as a just a normal person, on our own, how can we reclaim our power when it feels so dire and depressing? And
even
feel
with
like,
our friends.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about society first of all.
Yes.
Like when I. You know, this is why we have the friendship podcast and the friendship movement is because when we are alone, we are powerless.
We feel powerless.
We feel powerless. Thank you. And hold on. Knowing that you have people who will support you or even stand with you on something or anything. It immediately makes you feel strong in your spine, doesn't it?
Yes.
Spiritually, physically, emotionally. But let's go even further back. Let's forget about everyone else for a second. How can we feel the power come back when it's just us? For me, meditation works. And there are times when I feel so distraught that I can't even meditate. And I was reminded a few weeks ago to try listening to music and having a good cry and then a good sleep, like nap.
Right.
Or, well, I can't nap, but, you know, go to bed.
Right.
After a good cry, after you've listened to some great music, that will have you regain your power. Eating the right things. Don't eat any garbage.
Going outside and feeling the sun.
Yes. Getting sunlight. Grounding yourself. There's a whole science behind it, guys. We can give you statistics like that we've tried in our family. But like those grounding pads work. Earthing is what mm-hmm. it's called. Yeah. It's amazing. Moving your body. Screaming.
Yeah, for me, I'll spin, or I'll go for a walk, or in the times where I'm feeling especially kind of empty is how I would classify it. I think about those things I've done. You know, it's literally like you kind of remove yourself from yourself, which is of course a fascinating little concept, but really going through and taking a look at the things I've done with my life.
And then it could be something simple and funny to you. I have a fart ray, and I will press that fart ray and just keep having, it'll make these fart sounds, different kinds. There are like 12 different sounds of different kinds of farts. That gives me my power back because it's humor. What else do I have that makes me feel good? I have a pen that I got from a place for like, I think it was $1 years ago, and it still works. Thank you. I'm going to knock on wood. And you press a button, and just like the fart ray, it has like 12 different no's, 12 different ways to say no. That makes me feel powerful when I feel like I can't say no out there for some reason, or I didn't say it and I wish I had.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel better. Brings back, I collect my power. It's literally getting a hold of yourself. It's like the term is get a hold of yourself. Pull yourself together. Where does that come from? It's where your energy gets leaked in all different directions and you have nothing at your core. When you pull yourself together, you're gathering, you're bringing back all the energy that is leaked out from you all day, from someone who is mean to you that you keep thinking about. You know, there are all these things. Someone cut you off on the road, you keep thinking about them. Someone said terrible things, you're thinking about that. Terrible things on the news you hear, scary stuff. All this stuff, you're leaking energy. And at the end of the day, you're in deficit because we all wake up with 100 energy dollars or whatever it is that we wake up with.
Mm-hmm.
And if we use more of it, if more of it just gets released, and I'm talking about power here, energy, then at the end of the day, you're on a deficit. And you're going to need a whole lot of stuff to make you feel whole again. If you're going to keep living like that every day with a deficit, it's a big problem. One second.
We can also take a look and, you know, when we're directly confronted with someone pointing out our own kind of lack or, you know, our own, God, what's the word for it? I can't even think. Our limitations are whatever. We can be like Socrates. And Socrates, when confronted with that exact same situation, founder of modern philosophy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, said, oh man, you don't know the half of it. And he proceeded to take his power from someone who would steal it from him.
So like Cyrano de Bergerac, like, oh, that's what you've got. I've got a big nose. How about
your nose is very big. And and the one I always remember, well, the couple that I remember, because God knows Cyrano de Bergerac is just brilliant. You know, perhaps my nose should be an advertisement for a perfumery shop when it bleeds the Red Sea.
Oh my God, right.
And then he ends it with, but because you dared to say it was big, I will retort with three simple letters for you. A-S-S. Boom.
Anyway, we're digressing into the Cyrano de Bergerac.
But it's about owning your power. It's about paying attention. It's about knowing who you are. And, you know, that's what it's about. To me, sometimes when I feel like I'm losing my power, it's because... I'll go out into nature, and because I try and pay attention, I will notice changes in the world, and some of those changes are beautiful. And sitting there and just being like, oh my God, look at this. This is intense. Maybe it's little baby baby birds. Maybe it's, you know, a stream is up or it's down or it's fast or it's slow or it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, it's about opening myself up to the wonder.
And when we feel powerful, then we feel rich. We feel like we can offer. So going to a place, you automatically, I feel like, just give, right? Because it's not about, like, remember I said, oh, what can I take from the beach? You know, mm-hmm. Ooh, what can I take from this city? No, now with your power... because it's more than, it's on many levels. So even if you don't like give money or you're not, I don't know, you're not physically giving a thing, you are offering beautiful energy, positive energy, good energy, or energy period, because maybe a place is void. And needs some upliftment, needs some movement.
Needs some upliftment.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know if that's a word.
It isn't?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
And so, also keep in mind, sometimes one of the ways that I can get my power is by, oh my goodness, just being kind.
If you're not feeling powerful, you have nothing to give.
Right. And that's just it. No, never mind. You're absolutely right. You aren't feeling powerful, so you can't do that. But then in those moments, I tend to remember the times that I did feel powerful and I did throw a kindness out, honestly. And I remember doing this. It's easy to say at work because at work, it's very clear cut. Somebody does me a solid. The first time I'm meeting with this person, if they do me a solid, their boss hears about it 30 seconds later. You know, and it's almost like, is it meaningless? It's not humongously meaningful, but it's still meaningful. And it means a lot to that person because nobody ever does this.
If it wasn't meaningful, people wouldn't ask for recommendations. People wouldn't ask for letters of recommendations at jobs.
I know.
So it is meaningful.
I know. And then, like recently, there was an occasion where I had the opportunity to pay a huge compliment to one of my coworkers, and I was brave enough to do it, and it's a good thing because it can be hard sometimes, particularly in my field, because we're all men and super smart, but to say somebody is better than you at something, or to say you and I, we compliment each other so well that, you know, I would love to, you know, if there ever was an opportunity for us to step into business together, I think we would do really well because you're strong where I'm not and I'm strong where you're not. And that really floored the guy because nobody talks like that. And why not?
I have another example. We went to a couple towns over yesterday And we walked into this shop. Normally, we wouldn't walk in there, but they had some really pretty outfits, like, in the window. And the kids and I got really excited. I'm like, should we go? And Matt just did it again. He started rolling his eyes. And so normally we don't go because Matt. But we're like, no, let's go in there. And so we walk in, and everywhere we looked, it was inspiring. And maybe because we took a road trip and we had a completely different outlook on life, and life started to look good to us again. Maybe it was that, but also this place was beautiful. And I want to say a lot of these shops in this little town, like mom and pop places, they were extraordinary. Things you would not find on Amazon. Things you would not find in like any big name store that's all over the country or around the world, right? Unique. Wow. And so, okay, we couldn't buy anything because money. And I didn't even think about it, but I was thinking about it while you were just talking a minute ago. I offered to just acknowledge where we were. So I started to talk to one of the women there who worked there, and I didn't know if she was the owner, but I started to tell her what I thought of her place, mm-hmm. you know, of the place. And she's like, oh, that's her. She's the owner right here. She does that. And what I was saying was that every corner, every little thing is a masterpiece. And again, it was a clothing shop both for men and women, but everything was styled so beautifully and so uniquely, beautifully put together that it was inspiring. Like, the kids and I were just, like, so uplifted. And so then we went beyond saying what you create here is so obviously a work of art. Everything on every mannequin, on every table is uniquely a work of art. Like if I could photograph just one thing, it's a work of art already. Like the way everything is put together, colors, everything, textures. It was amazing. And then I went even further and I pretended that she was on our podcast and I started to ask her questions like, what's your background? I said, what's your story? How are you doing this? And why? And how did you, what is this? What's your story? Mm-hmm. And she kind of started laughing and she got really serious and she told me her story. She was a teacher. What did you teach? Who did you teach? You know, it like kept unfolding more right. and more. I'm like, but I sense that you work in movies or something because you obviously are an amazing stylist. She's like, well, I did that too. You know, it could have gone on and on and on, right?
Right.
Guaranteed we're coming back when there's money and we're buying stuff from her. Like she's styling us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it was just fantastic. And in that case, I feel like I didn't just take. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I know you go into a place, you're giving money, but you're taking. It's all take, take, take. It's consuming. And I feel like at least having that thought of wherever I go, what can I get from here? I am more conscious more than ever before on how I can provide, how I can give besides money.
Right. You know,
that's it. And of course, all these lead to friendship, all these examples.
Yes. Yes, and that's something that I'm going to want to talk about soon, but not today.
All right, so are you done for today?
I think so.
Okay, I think I am too. If you need us, when you need us, we're here. Give us a call. Well, let's see, not a call. That doesn't work. Email us, and we'll be in touch. If you need anything, we are here. We are your friends. Go on, powerful friend. Go on, powerful friend. You are powerful.
You are powerful. Take a moment and think about something you did that maybe you didn't think you could, or maybe it's been a while since you really thought about this thing you did.
go outside
and claim your power.
Take a deep breath in and deep exhale. Breathe. That is power right there. Breathe. Breathing. Okay, talk to you later.
Be well.
Have a beautiful every day.